Shai Davidi from Sportsnet.ca. Yeah. Hi, Shai. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on, Charles?
It's weird. You know, we're watching these games, and I know, you know, your job is to figure it out. Your job is to report back and offer insight that not many people get a chance to get. You know, whether it's the numbers or talking to the people, you're sort of the link between the common man and the player. Have you been able to figure it out?
No, and really, a lot of people are still pretty vexed about what's happening, because this doesn't make sense to them. This is an offense that expected to be the best in the major leagues again, and it absolutely hasn't been. And they're built to out-hit some of their flaws. They're not doing that. And, you know, inexplicably, the starting pitching has carried the load, which is not what anybody expected. And then they have a little hiccup the way they did against the Tampa Bay Rays, and it turns into a pretty bad scene.
Hmm. Yeah, it's weird. You know, at the start of the season, well, you get out of spring training, and you know, we would talk to you, or we talk to Barker at spring training, and you guys would be like, "Whoa, the way these guys hit the ball, look out!" I mean, I don't doubt they eclipsed their offensive production from last year. And the season starts, and it's average, you know, and then it starts to get worrisome the way they're not hitting, and then the bullpen falls apart. So you're going, wow, thank God the rotation has been terrific. Maybe one of the best, if not the best rotation in Major League Baseball by the numbers. Now that's fallen off too. Is it a case of, hey, listen, when doubt creeps into one aspect of your game, it can truly affect another?
No, I don't think it's that. I think, you know, I mean, the Rays came in either tied or right alongside the Red Sox for the Major League lead in homers, and they proceeded to add to that total in Toronto over the three games. So the Rays are a bit of an all-or-nothing offense. I mean, that's what the numbers suggest. That's the way it's been for them. And they were a lot of all and not very much nothing over those three games. So, you know, you have to build in the fact that guys are going to have bad starts periodically. And then you put that in with the team that's swinging the bat pretty well, and it ended up being a bad mix.
Mm-hmm. You have a great article at Sportsnet.ca. Questions continue to grow for these struggling Blue Jays. In your estimation, watching this team, at what point do you start to say, okay, listen, this is going to, because it seems to be the common theme is, you know, it's still early, but at what point is it not early anymore? Is it, we're thinking, you know, early to mid June that you start to say, okay, well, you know, you can't use that excuse, and your chances of a turnaround are slim to none.
Well, I mean, it's not an excuse. Saying it's early doesn't mean that, you know, everything's okay. I mean, they still have 120 games in which to figure everything out, which, as we know from last year, is a significant chunk of season. I mean, they were 7 games back of the Yankees on July 31st and chased them down. So there is a significant amount of time remaining for them to do some damage. Now, at what point do you start saying, you know, maybe this is what we're getting over the full season, and rather than this being a slump, this may be their year. You know, that's probably closer to July, end of June, July. You're saying, okay, well, you know, this may not turn at this point. That being said, there's so many guys with track record that it would be very surprising if it didn't balance out, because, you know, I mean, guys typically perform at or near their career trajectory, and they shouldn't fall off a cliff the way a few guys have this year. I mean, Russ Martin is not a 170 hitter. Troy Tulowitzki is not a sub 200 hitter. I mean, these are perennial all-star players. So, you know, over time, you think that should normalize, but on occasion, guys do have miserable seasons, and there is the potential that this is a miserable season for a series of their offensive players all at the same time.
All at the same time. And that's the thing that's weird, you know, is some would then say, well, listen, did you trade for Troy Tulowitzki at a time in his career when he was on the downswing? Is Russell Martin then affected by age? He's 33 as well.
I don't know. You know, I mean, Troy Tulowitzki was an all-star last season, came here and didn't hit. I mean, to think that the guy who was an all-star in the first half of 2015 is suddenly over the hill doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, and if you look at his career, he has had a season before, a couple times, where, you know, he's been not very good for a couple months out of the gate, and then really turned it on in the second half of the season. So, I mean, that's in his track record too. And, you know, same with Russ Martin. He's had one or two seasons where he's really not been very good, but he's turned it around. So, I don't know. It's possible. With both players, you would expect there to be some decline, but not for it to be more gradual, as opposed to the complete falling off that it's been so far. So, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, they aren't the youngest guys in the world, but I'd be very surprised if this was a turning point season in their careers where, you know, there's a definitive line that the best is behind them.
Shai, you reported yesterday that Brett Cecil's got a lat injury. Now he's out a month, and obviously the bullpen's been a big problem all season. When do they get to the point where Aaron Sanchez gets put back into the bullpen? Is that even on the radar right now?
You know, that's in some ways the only real upgrade they can make without going outside the organization, because they're just bereft of options internally. And so if things start getting really desperate, then maybe they move up that timeline. Now, I mean, it's going to happen at some point, just because of a workload perspective. But do they start getting more and more tempted if they don't figure some things out? That's the concern. And that would be detrimental to the team long term. And really, I mean, you can make a pretty good case that Aaron Sanchez is their best starter right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may be cutting off your leg to help your arm, you know, and I'm not sure ultimately that's a good thing either. So I would think that before they would make that move, they would have to let Sanchez get enough of a base of work done that he'd be able to springboard to a full season of starting next year. So I still have trouble seeing it happen before, you know, July. I'd say July sometime. But if things don't turn and they can't get any external help, which is going to be difficult considering the lack of assets they have in the farm system, it might be the only way out for them.
Really appreciate you doing this, Shai, so early. Thanks so much.
No problem, guys.